What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Toasty Podcast. If this is your first time, I just want to say thank you and get ready for the number one politics, society, and culture podcast in the DFW area and possibly even America. We talk about all sorts of controversy here in proper podcast form, and that means we tell you exactly what we think. I call that staying toasty. I try to publish as much as I can, and every week I have my co-host come on to give us the facts. Until then, though, you're stuck with me, your host, Sky Day. So, let's get freaking toasty. I'm also thinking about, instead of getting a dock, just getting another display that's an Apple display. Because Apple sells displays, not just all computers. Yeah, I know. Well, because media guys are the only ones that really use those. Because, like, they're just top of the line. They're Thunderbolt. They're, like, crazy. And they have tons of connections on the back of them. Like, USBs and stuff on the back of the monitor, right. Really.
That's cool.
Man, anyway, dude, long story short, that sucks. And I'm pissed. But it is what it is, I guess. Yeah, man. How you been, man? What are you doing?
Been good.
It's been a week, so.
Staying busy with work. Got Sierra's birthday coming up on the 5th, and then her birthday party. Yeah.
So what are you guys doing again? You guys are...
So we're going... Sierra and I and a couple of friends are going to the museum, the Perot Museum in Dallas, and then we're going to have lunch in Dallas during the day. And then we're going to go get a group together and go axe throwing. So... Never done that. That should be interesting, to say the least.
Yeah, I've heard it's fun. That's all I can say.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, too.
Heard.
And I got a buddy that's coming to the birthday celebration, and he's a kung fu master. So I just want to watch him throw.
Oh, dude, you told me about this guy, didn't you?
Yeah.
And you said we should have him on the show?
Yeah.
While you're hanging out with this dude, I guess mention it if you want. Whatever.
I mentioned it several times. He'd be down to be on. It's just a... I'll get him. I'll give you his number. That way you can schedule whatever.
Man, what a freaking storm, dude! For the listeners, for those that don't know, the reason I was talking about Thunderbolt was because I'm trying to do video for you guys again. Got the whole studio set up. You know, me and Matt are chilling. I got everything ready to go, but couldn't make it happen because freaking hardware issue, man. Because I don't know if anyone out there has a MacBook, but if you're listening and you have one of the MacBooks that only has USB-C or Thunderbolt connections, that there are Thunderbolt docks and there are also USB-C docks, and there's a difference. So anyway, you can't do it because the speeds aren't right. I only have a USB-C dock. I don't have a Thunderbolt dock. Anyway, whatever. Doesn't matter. So moving on, though. Have you watched, so one thing I wanted to ask you, because I want to talk about culture, bro. I want to talk about things we do in life.
Sure.
So that's why I guess listeners have probably noticed we started doing a thing at the beginning where we just kind of chit-chat it up, talk shit or whatever. But have you watched Kanye's documentary yet?
No.
Bro, dude, man.
What is it about?
Well, it's Kanye's documentary.
About himself or what?
Turns out he had a friend named Cootie, okay? That friend... recorded Kanye when he was 19 and started recording him till today. 20 years, dude.
Wow.
Literally, this documentary has been 20 years in the making.
That's insane.
Roughly. It's insane to me because Kanye, the way he is like, I'm going to be famous. Start recording me.
Yeah.
Well, okay, turns out he was right, but I'm just saying
I'm going to be worth billions. He's sitting there just on his back porch. I'm going to be worth billions. Yeah. Watch.
But the cool thing is that the footage, it's not acted at all. It's literally just his life. It starts out as SD footage, which means it's old school, standard definition. You know it's legit old camera.
Obviously, if it's 20 years old,
right,
it's
had to be. This is 1998, 99.
There was no high definition back then.
Okay, there's no acting involved. So exactly how Kanye is.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And he is actually freaking awesome. And it's funny, a lot of people don't like Kanye, since he got on stage and was like, Beyonce had the greatest video of all time, and freaking cut Taylor Swift off. I get it.
Oh,
I get
man.
It, I guess. But also, there's a point where I'm like, the man is somewhat of a genius, so I don't
he
know what to say.
He's a genius, for sure.
He's a genius.
Yeah. Yeah, he's and a very eccentric just far out genius, you know?
Right. He kind of goes off the wall. I don't know if you watched the Joe Rogan
thing. Yeah, I did. I watched like the whole thing. Like, I was just like, this guy is, he's super intelligent, but man, he is just
all over the place. Yeah. Well, I don't know if medication has anything to do with that either. The medication that they've had him be on. Yeah. Well, maybe. Anyway, dude, you should watch it. It's freaking good. But the way Netflix is doing it, I wanted to talk about this because you know how a long time ago we talked about streaming wars?
Huh? Yeah.
A long time ago. We need to start.
One of our first episodes.
Streaming
wars is Hulu versus Netflix.
So we need to
Disney Plus.
Yeah, don't go back and watch those. We need to.
No, dude, they're good.
They're good. You're right.
I actually listened to our first episode the other day, and I was like, this isn't even bad. Like, this is good. Back when it was back, like, unpopular opinion.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I listened to it.
Universal Basic Income.
The intro.
Yeah. Universal Basic Income was our first episode, and this is a good episode.
I still have it up if you guys want to listen to it, but I'm not going to promote any of that. Anyway.
I like it. I'm proud of our work.
No, I am too. I just don't want. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Anyway. Dude, we talked about streaming wars. The thing is, we haven't really brought it back up. I kind of want to get back into talking about all the stuff that's happening everywhere. You
right.
know?
The crazy culture that we're living in.
Yeah, so HBO.
What is America? What have we become? It's crazy.
I agree, man. It's insanity. HBO and other content providers will do like, they'll drip their content, you know, because they're like weekly or whatever.
Right.
But it's actually apparently. Because they actually don't have the content. And they make it like an older TV show would make it, and they make it consistently. They keep making stuff.
Huh.
While Netflix will be like, here's the whole first season.
Right.
Or here's the whole second season.
They drop it all.
Because Netflix has way more people making content for them.
Right.
Netflix invested so much money into that.
Well, the thing is, Netflix just bought the rights to everything. They were just like, good or bad.
Right.
We just need so much content that everyone will be satiated, you know?
Right. No, So anyway, but what got me is that, you know, Mind Pump talked about this, another podcast I listened to, but they were like, you know, Netflix is dripping this documentary from Kanye. It's like one episode a week.
Interesting.
I'm like, what the heck's going on here, you know? They have all the content. It's been recorded. It was 20 years of a documentary. Right. It's already recorded. Like, they're just, you know, so it's interesting how they're doing that. And I thought that dripping the content wasn't because they didn't have it. I thought it was actually creates a hype, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, man. Maybe not. But that's what's going on now. I think Netflix is trying to compete out here too, so.
That's a good question. Yeah, that's a really good question. Why would they start?
Point is, though, it's still a freaking badass documentary, dude. I'm like.
All right, I'll have to check it out.
Oh, my gosh. Seeing him grow up. Like,
love
it's
him or hate
like,
him, he's an interesting figure, and so.
Oh no, for sure. Interesting, you know? I think he's a totally different. You know, he's not the same.
He's like Trump. Love him or hate him, he's an interesting person.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know?
Yeah, right. Like, I still don't know if I would hang out with Kanye in a bar.
Right. Exactly.
But the way, his whole story, he started producing. Dude, he made beats. He made beats before he ever rapped ever. Like,
yeah.
He was making. He made beats for famous Jay-Z, like. He was making awesome beats, apparently,
uh-huh.
And he took him forever for people to freaking realize that he could rap. Like, it took forever. He made his own freaking album. His album was made for, like, 3 years before anyone ever took him. It's crazy, man. But Cudi, meanwhile, is just recording. Apparently, Cudi was famous. Like, he wasn't just a film guy. He was on stage doing stuff. He was, like, doing TV shows and crap. I don't know, man. The 90s are whack, dude. And I actually wish we could go back to the 90s. 90s would be sweet.
Yeah. I think I don't know. It's a very early time to tell, but I think a lot of historians will look at the 1990s and say that was the height of American ideas.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so you
there
have
was
the 20s.
There was very little racism. There was very high patriotism. There was very good economic status. Everything was almost like perfect in the 90s when you think about it.
I mean, yeah, you still have your low income areas and stuff like that. That still happened. I'll say that.
Yeah. Know, like, and there was still like racism and LAPD,
there was still
that kind
racism.
Of thing.
Yeah, this still
but
exists.
As far as like the levels of vitriol and like and like if you're looking at the total pie chart of like how things were on a whole,
like polarization probably was non-existent. Were, you know,
it existed, but it was like not like it is today. On any level whatsoever.
Now, is some of that attributed to us not having the internet fully?
Yes.
Like, we had internet in the late 90s.
Yeah, yeah.
But we didn't have it fully, and that's what spreads all this information and stuff.
The internet is really a mixed bag because everybody... So, not everybody, but a lot of people are a lot more educated because of it. But also, at the same token, a lot of people have squandered their education either because of it, or they have been totally misled because of it, or they are... they're just... too distracted by it to really have any like meaningful
right
skills.
Yeah, anything. Yeah. I think the 90s is like the 20s, in my opinion. Because right on either side, you had some shit going on of the 20s. Kind of a roller coaster back then. You went like freaking down and then up and then down again in 29. Anyway, now I feel like right after 2000, dude, everything just started going meow down to a pile of crap. Like that's where we're at right now.
Well, yeah, 9/11 was a huge, huge hinging point, huge turning point. I think once the Patriot Act passed, it was basically like big government won. It was over.
No, I totally agree. We've talked about that. This before, man. That was the end of it. I think that's where the end started.
Yeah,
you know, Patriot Act. But anyway. Whatever, man. Point is, Kanye's an awesome guy, apparently. His documentary is pretty sweet. You guys should go check it out. I don't even know why I'm promoting it, but whatever. It's one of something I want to talk about. But the other thing I want to talk about, dude, is I read a study that they have determined the theory of relativity.
Oh?
So, like how, not the theory of relativity necessarily, but I guess it's similar. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
How time changes as you go into space.
Right.
Okay, that's the theory of relativity, right?
Uh-huh,
okay, cool.
Uh-huh.
And it's based on gravity and how, like, since there's gravity, gravity is this space-time continuum thing going on.
Right.
And where, as you get away from the body of matter, that this matter that causes the gravity,
right,
you get time goes slower.
Right.
So, like, literally, if you take a watch to space, it will move slower.
Right.
Insane. Didn't know that. Now, here's the thing.
Yeah.
They have finally tested it and made it accurate because they used a freaking crazy they made this crazy precise watch, like crazy precise. Apparently it's a freaking, I don't know, space watch, if you will. They literally moved the watch from Earth's surface, and I don't know where they're testing this. Like, I don't think it's actually on Earth's surface.
Right, somewhere towards sea level though.
They moved it up like 0.2 micrometer, something smaller than a millimeter, like tiny little minute amount. They moved it like 0.2 of this or something. They moved it barely any up.
Okay.
They measured that difference of how it moved, how the watch moved. It's insane. It's so weird, dude.
It seems like such a really like
obvious thing to do.
Dumbly small experiment. Like, well, why not do like a foot or like 20
oh,
feet.
I think they were just trying.
Measure
I think,
it at the top of a building versus the bottom of a building, like. Well, that's dumb.
That's a good point. I think
those
that
scientists
what
are
if,
stupid.
Oh my god! I'm thinking like, what if they
theoretical physicists are idiots?
What if they can't do that because they know that it'll change a lot and they can't really measure it that well? I don't know, dude. I don't know why it would matter necessarily. I'll
Seems
put the
like
link.
An easier way to prove your theory, though.
Well, I definitely pulled up the article, but I can. I'm going to put the article in the show notes too for people to look at it and see what the heck I'm talking about. But I mean, like, it's insane. Ultra precise atomic clock experiments confirm Einstein's predictions about time. And so essentially it's, here's what they did. They changed their height above the Earth's surface by a minuscule 0.008 of an inch or 0.2 millimeters. So it is millimeters, roughly twice the width of a piece of paper. The finding is yet another confirmation. So we've already confirmed this exists, but it's like, They just keep proving this right and keep proving this right. And that's fine. But what about like, you know, dark matter. I want to get into stuff like that. Let's get into how we change that. You know, and I talking about this makes me think time travel. You know, I think that, man, it's possible and no one really understands it or knows.
Yeah, did you hear about the, there was some, I'm going to have to look it up now. There was something in Europe that just happened like in the last few weeks where, essentially, they're using particle acceleration to create nuclear fusion instead of nuclear fission.
Power. They're making power. Yeah, I freaking saw this, dude.
Yeah.
It's a breakthrough.
Yeah.
It's a breakthrough because we could literally make our own. It's like like the idea of the end result of where this technology goes is the sky's the limit, like being able to just freaking create power out of nothing.
Right.
That's insane,
dude. Pretty much, yeah. It's like think of nuclear power where you basically get into rods of uranium and use them to power steam turbines and et cetera, et cetera. But like it's like 8 times more powerful.
Yeah, it's like a mini little sun they're making.
Way safer, yeah. Because there's no...
You remember...
You know, I don't think you have to use radioactive materials to do it.
You remember Spider-Man?
And there's no radioactive waste. So it's like perfectly...
Yeah, there's nothing.
It's
yeah,
like
there's
perfectly
no
green
carbon emissions
and
nothing.
Like no
yeah.
danger. It's like in the next 5 to 10 years, it could be that soon, yeah. we could have like infinite power.
Right.
And
it's insane, dude. What are we going to do with that, huh?
Wars over oil prices, none of that will matter. Oil will still matter because a lot of machines require oil. And a lot of people are still going to be driving internal combustion engines throughout the world.
I mean, the problem we'll face is
but cities,
fights against it.
Cities, urbanization is going to be much better for the planet, I feel like. Because urbanization is horrible.
It would completely turn around. Like, we could terraform stuff. It would completely turn around the climate crisis if it is a crisis.
If you don't know what terraforming is, look up the city of Singapore. Have you ever seen the city of Singapore?
I haven't, no.
It is the most, it might be the most beautiful city on the planet.
Oh, I've seen it. I just didn't know what you mean by looking at
Singapore. Because what they do is they've created basically like a city on a jungle. Like,
oh, right.
Or a city underneath a jungle almost. There's trees on every building. Half the buildings literally just have plants all over them. It's gorgeous. And it looks really good.
Yeah.
And their architecture is phenomenal.
Right.
And it's a totally green city, but it still is, you know, one of the biggest economic hubs of Southeast Asia.
Right. And here's the thing. I didn't necessarily know that would happen or this would happen or whatever, but my idea is that the way humans are, the way we do things, it seems like when it really comes down to it, sorry for the noise, guys, I'm fixing this. When it really comes down to it, when we hit the rock bottom and climate actually is an issue or something, uh-huh. and like, because I know that global warming things like that might exist, but I also know there are cycles and stuff that things happen in. So it's like kind of questionable of whether it's actually as far as they say it is backwards or worse for us.
Right.
And I really don't know how much we actually attribute to that. But anyway, if we got to the point where it actually had to be changed, I feel like humans would just be like, all right, let's figure something out, you know? And like, boom, oh, we figured it out. Oh, imagine that. Because we have so many freaking brilliant minds.
Just in the nick of time, right.
So that's why these breakthroughs like this, I'm like, that makes sense. Because just in the nick of time, we're going to be able to freaking create our own power out of nowhere and make everything green, you know? And I'm not saying that it's all planned by humans at all. Not even close. This breakthrough is actually a breakthrough. It's probably something they didn't even think that would happen. But
well, they've been doing it for a long time.
Right, yeah.
It's nuclear fusion technology.
What I'm trying to say is, When we put our minds together and put our minds to it, I think that anything is possible. Honestly,
yeah, for
that's
sure.
why time machine, bro. I'm telling you.
I was gonna say this is if you don't. I mean,
time travel.
I'm no scientist by any means, but nuclear fusion, which is what we're talking about here, is the same power that powers the sun.
That's why I said it's a miniature sun.
Right.
You remember Spider-Man, dude? The second one or Doc Ock or whatever?
Yeah.
He was making freaking a sun or whatever.
That's the same. Yeah. He was doing nuclear fusion.
Dude.
But it was obviously fictionalized.
It was obviously dramatic.
And they did this before, and I think like 1994, 96, like sometime in the mid-90s, and they got it to work for like a couple of microseconds or something. And then this time they got it to work for like, I think it was like 30 seconds or something.
Yeah.
Like super long time compared to last time.
Right.
So in 5-10 years, when we have, you know, computers designing things using AI, you know?
Well, they're saying that a 10 by 10 by 10 room, small room comparatively, uh-huh. would power of the fusion
right.
technology would power the world.
Huh.
That's what they're saying. Wow. I'm like, that is insane. This 10 by 10, that's like
where
in my small living room, apartment living room.
You yeah.
can keep it. I guess you could keep it wherever, but like the point is that you could make however many of these things you wanted.
Yeah.
Every country could have one if they really wanted to. That's probably what would happen, honestly. But that one thing can power the whole world the way it is now. But if that's the case, that means we're just going to freaking exponentially grow to do something else, you know? Actually, no, I can't even say it like that. We're going to go to space that quickly.
If we're not fighting over energy, then yeah, we're going to be focused on colonization pretty fast.
Of space?
Yeah, yeah, of Mars.
Of Mars specifically, huh? Because like, what if... Yeah, because batteries would be obsolete, dude. We don't need batteries anymore. Dude, okay, I got to... Did you use that every plate thing yet?
No, I haven't. No,
bro,
we haven't.
Oh my gosh, I just love it, dude. It's so easy, man.
So easy, huh?
The box shows up at your door... Freaking cold. They have ice packs in there.
Right.
So you can... I've forgotten... Oh, yeah. But I didn't know how it worked. I'm like, is there like an every plate facility around here or what? I have no idea. Maybe it's an air-conditioned truck they use. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it comes here, and I actually forgot about a box for a day. Like, it got delivered on a Monday, and Tuesday rolls around after work. So it's like 4:30, 5 o'clock, and I'm like, get home. And then it like hit me, dude. It was like... Oh, crap, I forgot my box outside, you know, just sitting there.
Right, your whole week of food.
We still good. We still Gucci, wow. Man. Those ice packs are still holding some ice, and they use, like, foil and stuff. Like, they have, like, a whole foil packet they use. Huh. They wrap all the food around it.
Right.
Dude, they're dope. And it's $48 for four meals that have two servings. You can get five meals if you want to. But the thing is like, for me, I'll eat, you know, a serving. And some of the meals, they're smaller. Some of the meals are like, I'll eat both the servings right there and then and there, dude. I'm freaking hungry, whatever. But a lot of the meals are like, oh, I can save this for later, and I eat it for lunch the next day. Well, all I'm saying is, dude, it's working out. I don't have to go get the ingredients. You don't have piles of ingredients in your pantry that you don't use.
Right.
And you're not cooking the same crap every freaking day.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing about meal prep for me, dude. Cooking same crap every day.
Can't do that.
It sucks, man. But yeah, anyway, that gift card, dude, you got to try it. I'm trying to see if they'll go ahead and help us out and be a partner with the podcast.
Yeah. I mean, that was like a whole free advertisement you just gave them, so.
Yeah, I guess. I'm just excited about it.
What's that name?
Here's the thing, every plate, dude.
Every
but here's
plate.
The thing.
Delicious.
Here's the deal, though. If you guys give us a podcast review, here's what I'll do. Every plate right now is giving me free boxes so I can give you a whole week's worth of food. I'm not kidding. They're doing this, but it's just because. It's not because they're part of the podcast. But I'll send you the code to get your free box if you leave a review on a podcast platform. That's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Stitcher, or any of that. Just leave a freaking... Oh, actually, you know what? Even better. Go to Facebook. Go to our page on Facebook, The Toasty Podcast, and leave a review. Then I'll see it. Then I'll be able to see it and know you left the review, and I'll know who left the review, too.
Yeah.
And then I can... give you that code for a free box of every plate. Just because. Sweet. Why not, you know?
Hey, a free box of food?
Well, that way it's not some affiliate crap. It's not like, oh, use my code and get 20% off and then I get a spiff. This is a trade-off.
Straight up
give
bribe.
Give me a review and I will give you a free box. Yeah, it's a straight up bribe, dude. No, I'm paying them to review us. Oh, wait.
Yeah, he's like, you're bribing
no,
them.
I know. It kind of just depends on if you need to hash it out or not. I guess girls are different, right? But like, so if you, for me, depending on what it is, I guess if it's something crazy huge,
yeah,
like you dated my ex or something. I don't know. Something like right after back to back or some crap like that.
Uh-huh.
I might have a grudge or whatever, but not really.
Yeah.
But like 2 years go by, most of my grudges will probably be gone.
Oh, dude, I am not the type to hold grudges like at all. You know, if I'm angry at someone for something, then it's because it's like still not resolved, you know? But I'm usually like, I'm non-confrontational, but I like to come to resolutions, you know?
Well, like my best friend, like, we dated the same girl, right? And it was like a big deal whenever it happened. This is a long ass time ago. This is freaking high school. But whatever. Point is, I was like so mad at him for like, you know, months, right? Dude, we never had a moment where it was like, I'm sorry. We're both sorry, blah, blah, blah. Never happened. It just like came to a point when we were both just kind of like, well, this is dumb. We just kept going. Now we're best friends. We still hang out all the time.
Right,
you know?
Yeah. It's different with guys for sure. Because guys don't apologize to each other. That's just, it's a sign of weakness to men. Whether subconsciously or consciously. It really is. Like when it comes to like deeper, like more meaningful tiffs that you may have with guy friends, I mean, pretty much just don't. I just don't like them. I don't know. I feel like most guys don't apologize to each other like that, you know?
You're right. It's a masculine thing.
Yeah. It's kind of an old school thing, you know, but I feel like it's just psychology, basic psychology.
That's true. So they didn't hash anything out. They're still whatever.
Yeah. Let me text real quick. But yeah, so he was supposed to be in our wedding, like in the wedding, and then bailed like 2 months before.
Yeah, because of COVID?
No, not because of COVID.
Oh.
Yeah, he just was like, I don't want to be friends anymore. So.
I remember there was one guy that was like politically just like, I'm out.
Yeah, that was, yeah. Yeah, that's basically.
Look, man, I'm just going to say it. You know, I don't know the guy, so maybe he's a cool guy. I don't know.
Nah.
But whenever you decide that you're not going to be friends with somebody, this is for listeners too. If you're listening right now, listen to this. When you decide you're not going to be friends with somebody just because, and I say just because I know it is a big deal now and I know it's polarizing and everything else is happening, but if you're deciding that because of a political reason, I think that that is very weak.
Yeah. I agree.
I think that that is a very, this friendship that you say is tight is not. But that's coming from me, you know, and I guess I've had different friendships than everyone else. I don't know. My friendships are close, and I make it that way. I'm a very close person usually.
Yeah.
And so my acquaintances are my friends, and my friends are like my freaking family. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So like every other person would see someone and be like, oh yeah, you guys are friends. And they would have their acquaintances that they work with or whatever, and they barely see each other ever, and they're like, yeah, they're here. I don't know, man. There's just a little bit of a difference I have there, but
yeah. I mean, yeah. There's those
the people nuances. That you surround yourself with are what matters anyway.
Right.
Wow, dude, that got us into a whole other topic, right?
Yes.
Right? You know what I'm saying? Okay, well, let's I don't want to talk too much about it, but Russia and Ukraine, right?
Whoa, wait. What were we talking about before that?
Space and time travel and...
Oh, yeah.
Us are...
Theoretical
we're gonna
physics,
huh? Oh, we're going to colonize Mars?
Yes. So, yeah, I think that'll...
And I said batteries are obsolete at that point?
I think in the next 30 years, you'll have cities on Mars full-fledged.
Well, meanwhile, in like 6 years, we're going to have Meta. The metaverse is going to be full going.
And President Trump 2.0, bro. I don't know. I don't know if we'll have that, but we might.
Yeah. I'm still not sure if I want it yet. Haven't decided. But I don't know if it might just be what we get. Cause
I'm still...
no I'm one else
I'm
be
still riding on the Trump train for sure.
Yeah. Dude, you see just our guy Huffines is out.
I know. I'm sad. I'm sad about it. But
it's probably because of his freaking billboards that say deport illegals. Dude, Texans are not all like... I know people think that Texans are... People outside of Texas always would think that we're just like freaking super right-wing extremists.
Right. Yeah,
apparently.
There's a lot of libs and
there's
moderates.
There's
in Texas.
A lot of moderates, honestly. That's actually mostly what I meet is a moderate person.
Because Texas obviously is a very big place, a very flat place in a lot of places, and it's a very sprawling place. So there's like suburbs everywhere.
Yeah.
You know? So people aren't like.
And you know what? I'm going to go one step further and say, just because I love Texas. Texans are pretty even-keeled people for the most part. So when you talk to them, they're not going to be like, this sucks and that
well,
and
Texans
that.
They're
going to
say,
I don't know.
So,
it could happen either way. That's always what you're going to get. The answer you're going to get. Yeah, right. Exactly. They're always happy. So when you see a billboard that says deport illegal, it's like, okay, context first. And also, like, you might want to like change your wording or something because people would still probably agree with what you're going to do, but you said it like that. So it's like, damn.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, like dang, enforce that immigration laws is probably a better way, but that doesn't make a good billboard.
Yeah. I retweeted his little letter saying that they lost on Twitter. I retweeted it and I was like, commented, and I was just like, probably because of your stupid property tax ideas. Anyway, whatever, dude.
Brutal.
Dude, this is a joke.
Who did you vote for?
I hope he knows that we're joking here. You ready to get mad at me, bro?
Did you not vote?
I didn't have time to vote at all.
Me neither.
I didn't even think about it, honestly. And I was like, oh no.
I was like upset with myself.
Primary. But here's the thing. Here's what we knew would happen.
Sierra.
Abbott would just freaking.
Props. He won by 500,000 votes, dude. He got like 530,000 votes.
That's what I'm saying. He was completely
And West And Huffines got like less than 100,000 each.
Yeah, because like that. No one actually knew they existed, dude.
Yeah.
I'm going to blame it on their freaking campaign managers.
Well, they just don't have the funds to
do that, compete.
To primary, I was telling this to you, I was like, they don't have the funds to primary a popular Republican governor in a red state, in a deep red state. It's just, it's impractical. It's like politics 101. You're not going to primary that dude.
Meanwhile, Beto was at Flying Saucer in Fort Worth. Did you see that?
I don't care. I hate that guy.
Hold on to your AR-15s.
I literally hate that guy. Like, if I saw him, I'd probably get arrested. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, dang.
Not bad. But I hate that guy. He's a horrible person. He's literally a career politician who has done nothing but lost. Like, you're not even a good politician. It's like the Democrats love people who fail. Like Kamala Harris. They just fail upwards.
Biden.
They suck at what they do. Biden
actually was like good at what he did though in like the 90s, wasn't he?
No.
He was a terrible person, but I thought he was like actually good at being a politician.
He got one piece of legislation passed and it was the 94 crime bill. He just co-sponsored it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That was the worst one did. It's like the worst thing he ever did.
He didn't do anything. His 35 years in the Senate, he had one bill that passed. Yeah. From Delaware. Which is a very
Can you imagine
state.
Paying for someone's career? Like the whole career, because it's taxes, all of his career,
yeah.
And he only does one thing that's actually part of his...
Yep.
I don't know if that's necessarily something we can measure by, but...
I mean, what do you mean measure by?
Well, like what else do they do, right? It's like what if you don't have... What if you don't need to pass legislation? Like what if you're in a place where it's like...
That's their
I feel like
job.
We're all right.
That's literally their job. That's their whole.
So what? Nothing's
job.
Ever good enough. That's what I'm saying. So like, what are we just always going
to
pass legislation for
legislation.
Everything?
You can repeal bad legislation, which is like 90% of the crap on the books.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's true.
There's lot of problems that the federal government can tackle, and they just don't do it because they're too hard. And that's the problem with not having term limits. Is that they're focused on re-election immediately after they get into office. The first thing they want to focus on is how do I get re-elected? Day one. Not what problems can I solve while I'm here?
Yeah, if re-election wasn't even on the table.
Yeah, term limits.
They would be like,
I'd say,
what am I doing here?
Senators can be in the Senate for two terms. House representatives can be in the House for... I'll say four terms because it's only a two-year term, so they can run for election three times. And then, yeah, president twice. That makes sense.
Well, dude, I didn't know. This is just your segue without having a segue. Moving on. I didn't know that Ashton Kutcher, this is going to sound stupid because I think this happened a while ago. I guess I remember this happening, but I couldn't remember that they were still married. He's still married to Mila Kunis.
Yeah.
Mila Kunis, and I didn't realize that at all. I also didn't realize that Mila is freaking Ukrainian.
Right.
And I also didn't realize that she came here when she was 11.
Huh.
I didn't realize any of this crap. I read up on it. And I was like, what the heck? Because she was speaking out about Ukraine. Like, she was going ham, right? Of course. And how her grandmother, I think, is still there, and they're trying to get her out, like, big time, right? I don't know if they succeeded or not. This is a few days ago when I saw this. Well, I get on Twitter, Ashton Kutcher out here. I started following him because I was like, I didn't know you were on Twitter, bro. The cool thing about Ashton Kutcher is he's not really an actor anymore. He has been on like The Ranch and stuff like that.
Sitcoms. Yeah,
he's not dormant, but he is building companies, dude. And he has an AI company that he designed that tracks human traffickers. Like it like figures out. Yeah,
whoa.
It's insane. The government was trying to take it from him. I saw a freaking conference. This is like 2014 or 15 when he's having this conference, this like Congress hearing.
Oh, congressional hearing. Yeah.
And you've seen that, right? And he was like, why would I give you guys this just so y'all can fail at it? Like he was freaking out. He's like, I want y'all's help and I want y'all's money to help me find these human traffickers. But if I allow you and your military to use my software, we're screwed, right?
Right, yeah.
Because you're going to screw me. He was like laying it down, dude. And when I saw that years ago. When I saw that, it changed my perception of who Ashton Kutcher was. I was like, Oh, you
He's
care.
A very, very intelligent person.
You care. Say, this is another yeah. this is another one of these people that you don't know about.
You would have
you
no
see
idea.
All of the, yeah, you yeah. see all of their freaking stuff they do. Like, no strings attached.
Or that, that 70s he's that show. Movie, right? He's like the dumbest, stoneriest dude on that show. He's like, yeah, man. Yeah. He's so dumb on that show. He's funny. Right. Like, obviously, you know, he's funny. But
right.
you never expect him to be like, oh, dang, he like almost has a genius
He's doing
IQ.
It, dude. He's
really,
like freaking...
He's really freaking smart. Yeah.
And he motivated. Wants to... He's starting companies and stuff. Dude, he's crazy, man.
That's really neat.
Well, anyway, I didn't know he was married to her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
A little funny story about her. Is it her? Actually, it's Selena Gomez. Never mind. Forget that story that I was going to tell you. It's not
hell?
Even the same. But here's what he says. Post for socials. If you know anyone, someone from Russia, call them and tell them their media is lying to them. Ukraine doesn't want to fight. They just don't want Putin's government and don't want to be occupied.
Yeah. Okay, so speaking of
but
that...
But media lying to him?
Yeah.
It's crazy, man.
Oh, yeah. RT? Yeah.
No, I know they
straight
do.
Straight up Russian propaganda. But RT America just fired all of their employees. 100% all of them.
Yeah, because they thought they were spies, right? There was something about espionage in there.
No. Nah.
They were afraid of something. So maybe it was that. No, it was...
this was like...
The embassy. Never mind.
Yeah, I was going to say. The saying. Russian embassy was closed because of espionage
no,
concerns.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Well, that's
yeah,
true
yeah.
for all embassies. All embassies are just hubs for spies all over the world.
Yeah.
It's been that way for a very,
well,
very
so anyway,
long
tell me
time,
about this
so.
RT thing.
That's all I know about.
Oh,
RT
they just
America
fired everybody?
Fired every one of their employees and basically shut down.
Well,
there
because
no
they got
RT
they
America.
Got freaking.
It's like Al Jazeera America. It's like it's that Saudi propaganda like flooded through RTV. Like, why do we have this? It's like
why do we have this?
CCP TV. Everybody, like, no, why get that out of here? No,
oh, man, that's hilarious, dude. But
I mean, it's free speech. I agree, but it should have a little like label on the bottom that says warning. This is straight up Russian propaganda. This is straight up Saudi propaganda.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of that,
Al Jazeera
you know,
is straight up funded by Qatari. The Qatari government,
yeah.
which also funds terrorist organizations. So, we won't get into that.
Yeah, yeah, but so the RT thing, they already took it down from the app stores like a week ago, right? They were like,
yeah.
screw this, Kremlin and RT, just take it off.
Right.
And, you know, that maybe has something to do with it. They're like, crap, we don't have a source to produce content anymore. We don't have a platform. And, you know, I read, too, that Apple is, they stopped selling all their products in Russia. Like
yeah.
all of them.
Yeah.
iPhones, MacBooks, everything just stopped selling. And like if you go to their website to buy from Russia, so like people have done this because they use their IP address changer or whatever, virtual VPN, and they'll
yeah.
do it and try it. And it says, delivery not available. That's all it says. My problem with this whole thing is, does you stopping the sale of your products in Russia really say anything if the people in Russia have no idea why it happened?
That's good. Yeah, or they're being misled as to
is
why
it the
that
exact
happened.
Same as propaganda if Apple's doing that? Don't say, I can't deliver.
But the
say,
Russian people have...
due
it's
to
not like
Russia.
North, it's not like North Korea. It's like they have access to internet. They kind of they can figure out what's going on if they're paying attention. If they're not paying attention, you know, if they have too many distractions or something, which they don't because
you're
Russian
saying this as if like people in America don't just listen to the media.
America is not Russia.
No, we have freedom. I'm saying that people in America still
yeah.
will follow the freaking media all the time.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying is it's not the same over
You think
there.
People are more woken up in Russia? Is that what you're saying?
I think they know their government's bullshit.
You think so?
Absolutely, yeah.
Huh.
They're not stupid.
Interesting. No, I'm not saying they are stupid.
Yeah, they
not
definitely
being
know.
Ignorant to something or not
right.
being is not stupid, right? It's just
right.
like...
No, they know. They know. The guy's been in power for 20 years. Of course he's... Of course he's corrupt. 23 years now, so he's of course he's corrupt. Of course, the you know he's
I don't think that people think like that.
Pretenses.
I think that we think like that because we have this happening. Like we've seen it.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. I like imagine living in a beautiful. Imagine living in a place where it's like peacetime all the time. There's no polarization, and everything's great. Would you even care to question what's happening? Because I think people in Russia, like I, for the most part, I thought they were just having a good time. Maybe there's poverty there too. There has to be, but I mean,
yeah,
like
a lot.
Like I don't know.
Slavery, poverty.
I really just want to be inside their head, dude. What are they thinking? You know. You know.
So I know this much, that Russian soldiers were definitely misled and thought that Ukrainians wanted them there. They thought that they would be welcomed. Oh, for sure. But it's a lot easier to mislead a soldier because you can control what a soldier does 24 hours a day versus a civilian who's got access to internet. Now, Russian internet is probably censored. I don't know for a fact, but I'm sure it's much more censored than the open internet we have.
Definitely thought it was. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe not. Facebook, you hear Facebook and Google and Twitter censored RT and other sources in Russia. Okay.
I didn't hear about that.
So it's funny, they did that, right? And it's like, do you really think they don't censor us? Like, you know, that made me think about this topic. Do you really think they're not censoring us? Because people will argue, like, they're not doing it. You know, it's just a normal terms of service agreement stuff, blah, blah, blah. Right. Oh, but on the flip of a hat, they can start censoring Russia.
Yeah.
You know? Like, come on, guys. Like,
they're way too powerful.
Back to questioning things.
Yep.
You know? Yeah. Anyway. I don't know why this is even an argument. The thing about Russia and Trump, like Trump...
Oh, that's...
...deterred everybody from being...
obviously he did.
But he did things that actually, like, he sold weapons to Ukraine, like... Right. He was like trying to help him out, like and then obviously he was doing
that,
like
really concentrated airstrike against Syria.
Why did I do that? I thought I needed to clear my throat because you were clearing your throat.
You so crazy.
Anyway, and then he was like messing with their oil. Like I don't know. I think he made it pretty clear. But anyway, the other thing we can talk about is the State of the Union, you know, because before speaking of Russia, the State of the Union was, I won't say that it was a disaster because I don't really think it was. But did you notice how, of course, I only watched a few clips and stuff like that. I didn't watch the whole thing. So you guys can yell at me for just getting sound bites. But did you notice how his tone was able to change because we have Russia and Ukraine happening? Like right. He said, he literally, the words came out of his mouth, we don't want to defund the police, we want to fund the police.
Yeah.
He would have never said that if we didn't have some other thing happening, Russia and Ukraine, I don't think.
I definitely think he would have.
It would have been political suicide.
He said that.
I think.
No, I think it would have been political suicide if he didn't say that.
He's already politically suicided on our end, the people that actually care about that. I'm saying like the...
No, moderates, though.
You think he wasn't already done with moderates? Do you think moderates will still vote for him?
I think he is. I don't think moderates will still vote for him. His approval rating is horrible. It's like in the high 30s at best. So I think he's already totally lost. I think he's just trying to regain that middle ground before the midterms because... He's still got 2022 to worry about.
I agree. And what I'm trying to say is
so bad for Democrats.
I don't think
they're backpedaling on everything they said. So they're alienating their base, and they've like the middle ground. Like Virginia has a Republican governor.
Yeah,
think about that.
You know what I heard? I heard that obviously Putin was planning this for a long time. It wasn't just now that they've been thinking about the Ukraine thing for a while. But I heard a good point made. Basically, it was not only were they waiting for a week. President, a weak administration.
Right.
They were also waiting for this perfect moment like it is now where before midterms, while the Senate and everything else is weak and nothing's really going right, they're like perfect. I guess perfect. Everything's mismatched.
Yeah. The Olympics are over in China.
Dude, done. And that's what makes it makes a lot of sense to me. What I didn't know or realize is that I guess Ukraine has been trying to expand their defense border, if you will. Does it make sense? Hmm. Like, I guess they weren't trying to expand their country. They were trying to expand where they defend, like moving into the EU. Like, I guess they were moving troops up there or something. I'm not sure.
They're trying to join the EU.
Because they wanted to join they were doing that because they wanted to join the EU, I guess, and then so they can join NATO, whatever. Hmm. All that was happening. Now, here's what's interesting. If they were trying to do that, Russia doesn't want them to be in NATO because it's a neighboring country to Russia.
Right.
It's in NATO. So all this stuff is starting to make a lot more sense to me. after like reading up on all that, like, well, of course they did what they did.
What's silly?
You know what I mean?
Silly
it's not
me
just Russia
that.
Just all of a sudden pouncing on Ukraine.
Yeah, no, it's rational, it's logical, completely. But what's silly about that whole argument about it being a buffer state, or you know, it being Ukraine being in NATO and being bordered to Russia is like, okay, well, that's silly because Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania all border Russia and are all NATO member states.
Yeah, I guess they don't matter as much. I don't know.
We do active military drills with all of those countries. They're called the Baltic states. And
do you think maybe it's the last one? I don't know, dude. Because like, I don't know if Putin actually cares about...
It's because it's a huge amount of area, and it's because historically, just like just like the Baltic states, historically Ukraine was part of Russia and the Soviet Union. Vladimir Lenin was part Ukrainian. He was half Ukrainian.
Huh.
So they're just very close ties between those two, you know, sub-ethnic groups, if you want to call
it
that.
Right. Yeah, I think it's going to split up, to be honest with you.
I think there's a good chance Ukraine
will by, and then Ukraine will be like, here you go.
I don't think it'll be that long.
You don't think it'll be that long?
No. Nope.
Whatever. I just mean some time will go by.
And what I actually learned today is that there's whole cities. I knew there were a lot of people in Ukraine that spoke Russian because they're so intermingled. But there are whole cities in the eastern parts, like southeastern by Crimea, southeastern parts of Ukraine, whole cities that speak Russian. Basically a whole province speaks Russian.
Well,
so
what
they're
is,
very close.
So Ukrainian?
They're almost closer to Russia than they are Ukraine.
What is that language? Is it Ukrainian?
Yeah.
They have their own language.
Uh-huh.
I actually didn't know that. I sound stupid saying that, but I thought it was Russian. I literally thought, I thought most of it, like Albania, is it Albanian?
Uh-huh.
They have their only sea. Dude, it sounds similar. So like, whenever you listen to these people talk their language,
it's an Eastern European language. So
I don't know, man. Interesting. Good to know. You know, you learn a lot.
There's so many languages out there. Like in Spain, like how many languages do you think they speak?
I mean, yeah, okay. First glance, I think one, Spanish, but
right. So they speak essentially
or English too, but
3 to 4 languages. They speak Spanish primarily.
Yeah.
Then they speak Catalonian, which is like a whole different. It's like a whole different language, almost within Spanish, but it's not Spanish. And some of them even speak French. Some of them speak Portuguese, and then some of them speak English. So I guess 5, if you really want to think about it. But they border Portugal, so I would assume a few of them speak Portuguese just as a matter of convenience, just like a lot of Texans speak Spanish, like Mexican Spanish, as opposed to European Spanish or Catalonian.
Yeah, Spanglish,
yeah.
Or whatever they call it. Anyway, dang, dude, that's crazy. It's insane, dude.
Yeah, so quick on Ukraine.
Yeah, throw me some stuff,
there's
dude.
There's two articles I wanted to get into. And real quick on your point of like everybody alienating Russia, we got to be really careful about alienating despotic and what's the word I'm looking for? Unpredictable and I guess for lack of a better word, of like volatile countries.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to say irrational because he's not being irrational.
He's being strategic in what he does.
Yeah,
for sure.
But he's being
not
very
irrational at all.
Very,
I agree with you, though, dude.
But
yeah, we alienate that? What happens?
I'm saying if we alienate that, we got to look at what happened like after the Treaty of Versailles, after World War I, when we alienated the crap out of Germany and sanctioned them super hard and destroyed their economy. And that's when rampant inflation happened, and that's when there was like a couple of bad leaders after one another. And then you had... the rise of Hitler right after
they
that.
They were in a place that they needed somebody
they
like
needed
Hitler.
Somebody. And then the cult of personality, the scapegoating. It's all their fault, you know, blaming the Jews and communists, saying it's all their fault, they're the problem. And if we build our own nation, we can go from there. So that's like, it can cause some really intensely bad nationalistic problems. You know, if you isolate a country that badly.
About like, it's like the beginning of that.
So we just gotta pay attention to that. And once Russia stops this, hopefully they will, and hopefully it'll kind of just go back to normal. That's high hopes, but you know, one can hope. If they do all that, then slowly we need to let them back in. We need to, you know, FIFA needs to let Russians play soccer again. We need to start letting Russian airlines fly into the United States again. Like, because there's
a
lot of
keep this stuff out.
Yes, there's a lot of Americans that go to Russia to see family. There's a lot of Russians that come here to see family. So we can't just separate those two countries like that. Like, whereas the governments and may have their differences, the the people's definitely don't. So governments just need to take that into account.
Yeah, honestly, dude, if I met like a Russian chick to marry, I'd be down. And so like,
no, don't. They're crazy. Okay, moving on. So
what? That's awesome.
So no, okay. So here's a story. So my Wyoming's daycare's director.
Yeah,
we were talking with her when we were touring the facility, and she was like, "Yeah, my son dated a Russian, and she was crazy. Whenever they broke up, he left a dead rooster head
in
his bed. Yeah, like Godfather style. Like
in his bed?
Yeah, with a dead rooster head in his
bed. Bro!
And I was like, dude, that's probably some sort of Russian curse. Like, you got to be careful.
Well, I'm actually
excites you?
Not excites me like that, dude, but like...
Sky's got a boner. Okay, so here, real quick. This is from...
Stop it, you.
This is from the Times... of like London or something. I don't know. What even is this? The Times of UK. I don't know what the hell they call themselves. Doesn't matter. The Redcoats. So it's really just like the first paragraph and a half. President Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, has survived at least 3 assassination attempts in the past week. Whoa.
Well, he's the one that's like sitting out there going to war.
Yeah, dude, he's
in it,
being a boss. Two different outfits have been sent to kill the Ukrainian president, mercenaries of the Kremlin-backed Wagner Group and Chechen special forces. Both have been thwarted by anti-war elements within Russia's Federal Security Service.
Holy crap!
Anti-war elements within Russia's federal FSB, dude. That's like what replaced the KGB. So it's like Putin's own KGB is like fighting against him. That's interesting.
Yeah,
makes
me
wonder about Putin's
think,
mental state, dude.
I don't think that... and you know, saying that makes me think that maybe people do know. Maybe you were right. Maybe people do know what's going on, you know, with Russia.
Well,
they had protests.
The FSB knows. The FSB knows.
Of course,
more
they would know, right?
More than a lot.
Yeah,
of
more
people.
Than citizens, so, more than us, more than anyone.
Yeah, I say more than us. They know more than us. Another crazy story out of Ukraine. This one's actually like really scary, and I'm actually like this is the most scary news I've heard so far for sure. A fire. This is from the Daily Wire, of course. A fire broke out at Zaporizhzhia.
Yeah, I just forget the name.
Ooh, Zaporizhzhia power plant. I'm just going to call it the Zappo power plant in Ukraine as Russian forces bombard the facility, leading Ukrainian officials to claim that the threat is quote 10 times larger than Chernobyl, which irradiated all of Europe.
They took control of the power plant. They don't know how to control it.
They're bombing the crap out of the power plant.
Oh, crap.
So this is from Dmytro Kuleba, a Ukrainian official from Twitter. Russian army is firing from all sides upon Zappo NPP, which is nuclear power plant, the largest nuclear power plant in Europe. Fire has already broke out. If it blows up, it will be 10 times larger than Chernobyl.
When was this written? When did this come out?
Today at 6:34 p.m. This just
oh,
came
crap.
Out right before the podcast. Yeah.
I wonder if it's propaganda. I'm not saying that it's not happening. What I'm saying is I wonder if they're maybe trying to get help.
No, there's multiple outlets reporting on this.
No, that's fine. I don't. There could be multiple outlets reporting on it.
You think Ukraine? You think it's a false flag? The Ukrainians did this?
I'm not saying it's false flag. I'm saying it's probably happening, but they're maybe making it sound as bad as they can so that someone comes in and helps them, or someone does something, or
well,
they can.
They're just saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Ten times
worse than Chernobyl. You know what I mean? Like holy shit! Oh my god. Maybe it's like Chernobyl, but
yeah. All they're saying is they want firefighters to go in. They're not even asking for outside help. They're just saying. Russians must immediately cease the fire, allow firefighters, and establish a security zone. That's it. Like they're not even saying we need help. Come help us come put out this fire. They're just saying like stop shooting at this nuclear reactor, please.
Yeah. I wonder if news outlets got research involved and said it's 10 times worse than Chernobyl.
No, that's literally from a Russian or a
it's
Ukrainian.
It's a tweet. Yeah. Oh, it's a tweet from a guy, a Ukrainian.
From a Ukrainian, right?
Okay.
So this is from the Associated Press, reported that one of the facility's six reactors has been set ablaze by the shelling. This is from the Associated Press. Plant spokesman, Andriy Tuz told Ukrainian television that shells were falling directly on the Zappo plant in the city of, why is everything so hard to pronounce? Innerhodar.
We need a Ukrainian over here, man.
Seriously. Innerhodar and has set fire to one of the facility's six reactors. That reactor is under renovation and is not operating, but there is nuclear fuel inside, he said. A government official told the Associated Press that elevated levels of radiation were detected near the plant, which provides about 25% of Ukraine's power generation. The official spoke on a condition of anonymity because the information has not yet been publicly released. The IAEA is aware of reports of shelling at the power plant and is in contact with Ukrainian authorities. That's a tweet from the IAEA, which is the International Atomic Energy Association or something like that.
Of course, there has to be something like that, right?
Yeah.
To keep things under wraps in case this stuff happens.
Exactly, right. But yeah, that's pretty crazy.
That is insane. I can't imagine that. I mean, what would happen, you know, if... But aren't nuclear like power plants just way safer now, the way they run? Or is that like a really old one, I wonder? I wonder when that one was built, you know?
In America?
Watch that one be like super old, like Chernobyl, and then oh man, it can blow up any moment.
In America and France, they are very, very safe. France is about 90% nuclear powered.
Oh.
Yep. They're extremely safe. They've never had an accident. None. America has a really, 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 really good safety record, but it's not perfect because of Three Mile Island.
Well, also...
Which was a relatively minor nuclear radiation leak. Relatively minor, if you can call a nuclear leak.
I just think that people, there's a stigma on it just because of this stuff.
Well, other countries, like the USSR, did not do it right. That's how Chernobyl happened. A lack of training, improper procedures.
Have you seen the HBO... documentary?
I have not. Everybody's coming to watch it. Yeah.
Bro, what the?
I know. I have a life. So the other thing is
that should be
Fukushima.
Right. Yeah.
Fukushima is also not run properly.
Right. No, I've heard about that actually. So,
Ugh. If they're run properly and if they are properly maintained and properly, you know, like they're extremely expensive to run.
Right.
So the profit margins can be like pretty so-so, you know?
Well, this fusion thing will happen and we'll be good.
Yeah, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Heck
fusion
yeah, dude.
For the win.
Dude.
Fission is old school, bruh. Old school, bruh.
I just feel like we haven't even gotten anywhere with energy, so like any of it should be an upgrade, you know?
Yeah. I mean, cars have gotten mildly more efficient. That's like it.
Battery powered stuff happened.
Yeah, but like...
But battery technology is just getting better. It's not like
thing. It's not an electric car. It's a coal-powered car, okay?
No, I agree with you.
I know, 100%. But most people don't even think about where they, that
windmills,
comes
dude.
From.
Yeah, it's not even close. It's close to net zero.
Texas
at all.
Is like what 20% wind powered, and it's number one in the U.S. for wind energy.
Yeah, yeah,
it's only like 20%.
It's only 20%. I thought it was more than that.
It might be more than
you're
that.
You're right. It is a lot, and I think that they still have problems with it. Like they can't. You wouldn't be able to power Texas.
Right.
Even if, like, we had half of Texas covered in windmills, I don't think it would even work, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Well, they're building battery stations, so hopefully that'll help mitigate those times where we don't have wind and sun.
But heck yeah, dude.
We also have a lot of oil and natural gas in Texas.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
I'd like to take a minute to y'all and talk to you about propane.
All right, guys. Anyway, we need to get out of here. So I will catch you guys later. And next week, we'll have Matt on again. So
hell yeah. Stay toasty,
everybody. Stay toasty, guys.
Let's get back to that day. That day. That's why I'm trying to call you, girl. W-I-A. Life's not fair and I'm here for that. See when I seem to be back for that. Learn as I go, just an act for that. Back for that. But this ain't one of them boom boom paps. And this ain't one of them smash collabs. And I go hard like smash and grab. It's a beer. Yeah. Now all I want to do is make clear that all I'm trying to do is rap. But not like one of them mumble queers, cause all they seem to know is trap. You notice how I switch the flow for y'all? Just to see y'all clap. Look, when it comes down to it, I'll get right down to it. Yeah.
Toasty.